Russ, was it music to your ears, the booing and the noises you guys are trying to manage those final few minutes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's always nice to know that you've... Because I know they were throwing things at us, but it felt pretty comfortable on the pitch. So, yeah, it was nice. And obviously we turned them quite early and the crowd were not the most satisfied early on at half-time and stuff. So it's always good to come to a place and do that to a crowd. So, yeah, it was good. And you're just looking around at each other and you can see everyone wants to fight and wants to win it. And we saw it out. It was great.
Could you see it in their eyes? Because obviously I've got to compare it to Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you see that in their eyes?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Wednesday, it's a different place and a different team. Wednesday was relentless for 15 or 20 minutes. They threw everything at. And it was hard because it's catch 22. We couldn't get up because there was no pressure on the ball, but then maybe we should have squeezed up earlier to try and get pressure on the ball. So it was one of them. It was tough to take, but he looked around today, and maybe it was kick out the backside on Wednesday, and you look around today and you knew that wasn't going to happen again.
Had you had some strong words in amongst the group since Wednesday? Had it needed anything like that, or did you almost leave it unsaid?
It's a tough one because straight after the game a lot gets said, obviously, but you have to learn, and you have to learn quickly. So the lads knew, and I think that's maybe outside of the dressing. Listen, it hurt. That was one of the lowest I've ever felt in my career, to go and get beat when you're 90 seconds away and you think you're on the verge of a great win. But not much needs to be said. We're professionals. We're all extremely disappointed. No one pointed fingers and blamed anyone. But I think today was, if today didn't happen so soon, maybe there would have been words. But no, it was about going and putting it right today. And we said that before the game. You know, I said it, the manager said it. It was about making sure that we show people we've got response in us and we've got character. And because there are going to be questions raised after Wednesday for all sorts of things. But we've proved it and answered a few people today.
I was going to say, keeping the players together from last season is a big thing. And then you see Robin Brady score a goal like that underlines why, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Rob, and to be fair to the manager, he asked for a little bit more from Rob at half time, and he certainly gave him that. So we know what he's capable of, Robbie, and he's coming to the boil now. He puts in such a shift, but the quality he's got as well, and today he's proved that. And as soon as it left his boot and it was going in the top corner, it was a good set, and well, great finish, deserved to win any game. Yeah, you say that about a lot of players. There's a lot of players in the Championship at every, you know, most teams that have been there and played. We've got lads who've played hundreds of games in the Premier League, but you're not a Premier League player if you're not in it. It's as simple as that. That's why I see it. You know, you have to try and get back there and make sure you're in there. Yeah, he's the best for me. What a header that was, by the way. And Cammy, you know, sometimes he doesn't get what he deserves because of the performance he puts in, the work rate that he's got. Strength, he's strong, he's quick, he's direct, he's powerful, and his link-up play this season so far is. It's improved, you know, a lot. He's got much better, and he's huge for us at the minute in terms of being a pivot and someone we can build off and take it in and get us fouls. And he's won the majority of headers today, and we know how important he is in that dressing room, and he's just got to keep doing what he's doing. He proved it last time he was in this league. He got 20-odd goals, and hopefully he can do the same again. As players, there's always time for improvement, and he's good on the training pitch, Cam. He always wants to improve and do finishing, and he's working hard. He wants, you know, he's as hungry as I am and the others in there to make sure we go out and prove what we're about after last season, and he's doing that at the minute, and long may it continue.
He's probably in the best form of his Norwich time, isn't he? Would you say at the moment?
I think there was a time when we went up in the second half of the season, but he was coming on a sub a lot of the time, he's, for me, this is the best I've seen him. He's bullying people, he's taking it in, he's scoring goals, and I'm really pleased for him. He's a great lad coming.
I don't know if you noticed, Robbie and Wes basically ran down the tunnel almost as soon as final whistle.
Yeah, they went to shower, they're desperate to get back to Ireland. Robbie's left his boots, so he's going to have to come back. Yeah.